Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are going to be learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel talks about the chiv to pay a chomesh. Now, the halacha is that you only pay a chomesh if you consume truma, but if you just use truma, steal truma, or something like that, then you don't pay the extra chomesh. So what happens if one person is the one that took the truma and the other person is the one that consumed it? So hamachil is pa'al leves orch of truma. If a person, let's say, steals truma, and then he goes and he feeds it to his workers, he feeds it to his guests, so they are the ones that consumed it. Problem is, they're not the ones that stole it. So who pays what? So machlokas tanaim, who mishalim es hakeren vehi mishalim es hachamesh. Tanakama says the guy that stole it has to pay the keren. He has to reimburse the kohen for the truma that was stolen, but the people who actually consumed it are the ones that pay the extra chomesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the sheet of a Meir. V'cham momrim, hey mishalim keren v'chomesh. No, the people that consumed it pay the keren and the chomesh, but v'hu mishalim them to make sudasan. But the guy who stole it has to pay his workers for the food that they eat, because that's his part of his obligation, is to pay his workers for the food that they eat. So it turns out, both according to Reb Meir and according to the Chachamim, the guy who stole it is going to pay the keren, and I mean, he's going to pay the value of the truma itself, and the people who ate it are only going to lose out on the value of the chomesh, because even if you say, like the sheet of the Chachamim, that they have to pay the keren, but they get reimbursed that keren from the guy who stole it. So it seems at first glance, when you look at this Mishnah, that this machlokas is not really a machlokas, it's an accounting machlokas. It's a machlokas, how do you do the books on the payments? But it's not really a machlokas in terms of who pays what, and in terms of what actually gets paid. However, the Achronim point out on this Mishnah that of course there is a machlokas over here. The machlokas is, how much money does the guy who stole it actually have to pay? As we know, truma, when you sell truma, it's cheaper than regular food. And the reason it's cheaper than regular food is not because it's lesser quality, but because of market conditions. That everything is determined by supply and demand, and truma has a more limited audience of who could eat it. Only kohanim are allowed to eat truma. And therefore, the price of truma is cheaper than the price of chulin. So if you say, like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that hu mishalim es hakeren vehi mishalim es hachomesh, the guy who stole it pays the keren, he's paying the keren in terms of truma value, and then the people who ate it pay chomesh. However, if you assume like the sheet of the chachamim, that hein mishalman es hakeren v'achomesh, the people who ate it pay keren and chomesh in terms of truma value, but the guy who stole it has to reimburse the workers more than the keren of truma value. He has to reimburse the workers the keren of a real regular meal that he otherwise would have been obligated to feed them. So that really turns out is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So now Mishnah Dalit discusses Hagonev Truma Velo Achal. If a person steals Truma and he didn't eat it, so Mishalim Tashum Kefel to make Truma, but because he stole Truma, he has to pay Kefel for violating the Avera of stealing. A Ganav has to pay Kefel. It's a pasuk in the Torah that a Ganav has to pay Kefel. So he has to pay Kefel of the Truma itself, meaning he gives back the Truma itself, and plus the money of the value of the truma. So that's how it turns out that it was kefel. So he pays the lower truma value, meaning just the truma value, not the value of what it would cost. The Bartzner points out, not the value of what it would cost if it were chulin. He pays kefel of the truma. Achala, if he stole truma and then he ate it, mishalim shnei keranim v'chomesh. He has to pay two kerens plus a chomesh. Keren v'chomesh min achulin, and the first keren and chomesh, he pays from regular chulin, because it's for the isra of eating truma. The keren to make truma, and the second keren is paid with the money worth the value of the truma, because the second part of the kefel is for stealing, and what he stole was the value of the truma. Ganav trumas hegdish v'achala. If someone stole truma that belongs to hegdish, so it has two kedushas on it. It is both kadosh as kedushas truma, and it is kadosh as kedushas hegdish. And then he ate it. Mishalim shneish chomashim v'keren. He pays two chomeshes and one keren, meaning he pays the keren and the chomesh for eating truma, and he pays a second chomesh for getting hanah from hegdish. The halacha is, someone who gets hanah from hegdish has to pay back a chomesh plus he has to bring an asham mi'ilos. So in this case, a person ate truma that was also hektish, so he pays two chomeshes, one chomesh for the avera of eating truma by mistake, and one chomesh for the avera of benefiting from hektish by mistake. Both chomeshes go to the Beis HaMikdash, though. You don't give any of it to the Kohen, and that's we learned that from the Torah, that someone who ate truma gives a chomesh to a Kohen. That's only true when you're giving the keren to the Kohen, but over here it already all belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, so since it already all belonged to Hegdish, you're not going to give anything to a Kohen. Now the Bar Tanura points out, Shnei Chumoshim Chad Mishum Ochel Truma V'chad Mishum Nehene Min HaHegdish, one for eating the Truma and the other for being Nehene from Hegdish. So the Rabbi Kivager just points out that it turns out that the Chomishes are not necessarily measured the same way. Bar Tanura points out, V'chad Mishum Ochel V'shiro B'Kazayis, when it's for eating Truma, the way to measure the Chomish is based on a Kazayis, that if you ate a Kazayis of Truma, then you have to pay back the Keren of a Chomish. V'chad Mishum Nehene HaHegdish V'shiro Bishavapruta, and when it comes to being nene from Hegdish, the Isser is Bishavapruta. That's when you're chayev to pay a keren v'chomesh and Hashami Ilos. So it's measured differently, not by volume, but by value. And the Rabbi Kivager points out, V'hadachal Isser Hegdish ala Truma, Mishum demikoach Hegdish Neser Gam Lekohen. The reason that you could have Isser Chal al Isser, you might think, well, wait a second, if it's also ready as Truma, how can Hegdish, the Isser of Hegdish, be Chal on it? Because over here, it's an Isser that when the second Isser is Chal, incorporates more people than the first Isser had. The first Isser was an Isser of Truma. There's no Isser of Truma for a Kohen, it's only for a Zar. Now Hegdish is also for everybody. So therefore, excuse me, in such cases, you can have Isser Chal al Isser. So to quickly review what we did today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if a person takes truma, but then he feeds it to his workers or he feeds it to other people, machlokas tanoim, who pays what? Either he pays keren and they pay the chomesh, that's from Meir Shita, or they pay everything, the keren and the chomesh, but he has to reimburse them for the value of their meals because he has to provide them with meals. And we point out that the nafkamina between the two opinions is how much money he pays. Does he pay the value of what it would cost his truma or the value of chulin food had it been chulin? And then Mishnah Dal, we said that if a person steals truma and doesn't eat it, so he pays kefel in the value of truma, but if he does eat it, he pays two kerens and a chomesh, meaning he pays kefel and one chomesh, a keren and a chomesh from chulin and a keren from the value of truma. And if he steals truma's hegdish, something that's both truma and hegdish, and he eats it, so then he has to pay two chomeshes, one for the truma and one for being nene min ha-hegdish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey.